Oh, is that just somebody with a bad take, though?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I haven't seen these accounts in so long. Why do you have to do this to me?
What is this? What are we looking
at? You just gave
me
zero HP Lovecraft, retweeting Captain Dreamer. Like
I can't look at that because I'm still logged into.
My new Twitter account I haven't done anything like that. I don't know what these people are saying.
Dude,
I just got retweeted by wrestling historian Dave Meltzer because I was mouthing off to him. It's like, you know, doing things that don't.
Hold on. No, this is something. Yes, I know exactly this, what you're doing here.
I know.
I did get this. We should draw attention to this because I was actually able to look at the tweet for some reason. I guess they let you still look at people because I'm still logged in on this computer to the Thunderstruck account, which was banned, you know, right before the election. I don't have my new account on this computer yet. I just haven't done that. I just use that on my laptop. So I'm blocked by him, but for some reason I'm blocked by both these niggas. For some reason I can actually look at it. But I'm assuming neither one of these niggas says the word Jew, right?
Nope. In fact, we'll argue with people in the comments about whether that's relevant.
Absolutely insane. Must watch clip of Daniel Penny's prosecutor Daphna Yoran. She talks about how she reduced the clear-cut felony murder charge to manslaughter because she felt sorry for the past trauma that the armed robber had endured. Restorative justice insanity. And then Zero HP Lovecraft retweets it. It says, ruled by old women is the worst political formula ever conceived. And it's
no,
not
she's
close.
A Jew.
It's ruled by Jews. I said so.
She's a Jew, and she's a particularly vicious Jew. And she was born, she literally genetically was born in Israel. Her name is Daria Yoran, and her father wrote a fraudulent book about killing Germans during the Holocaust.
Finally,
she
like
is a
several.
Jew.
Finally, you mean Jewish. Several comments now.
What does H.P. Lovecraft is he? What does he have to say about
he
that?
He says, the condition of being a woman is something that transcends race. No, it doesn't.
Jew, the big Jewish.
Literally being Jewish transcends everything.
Oh, dude,
that's who's actually
fucking
in charge. And you're just a chauvinist because you like it. You like Jews. You like your little thing.
Here's someone says, and her name. He says her name is right there. There's nothing secret about it. Right. I think it's like, come on, you know exactly. It's like, you know what people are getting at. Zero HP.
Here's my question, though. In this current Twitter environment, why are you being an alt-like cuck about the issue?
What is this? He named them? He named our
You could just name them. You could just say a Jewish woman.
I did.
And you would not get in trouble for it. You can say that.
You're saying this is an Israeli Jew, like going after a white guy for trying to help society.
Right.
Like, you can say this on Twitter.
You can say that.
It's like, it makes much more sense. Like, why restorative justice that sets niggers free and allows them to do violent crime against everybody else? Like, it's not women that like that. It's Jews that want that for your whole country.
You're telling
sir.
Me,
it makes
the
so
fact
much
that
more
this
sense.
Woman, this person, okay, is not just going after Daniel Penny hardcore. She's also has a history of setting niggers free, right? Being very lenient on violent niggers. And she is interested in all of that restorative justice crap. And if you're telling me that her identity as a Jewish person is less relevant than her identity as an old woman, you're just wrong. You're just fucking wrong.
What's funny is
from old women are not a class of people that are all about letting niggers out of jail.
And let me tell you something. For the Jew, like, Jews don't have that problem. As far as Jew rules go, is concerned, this woman's doing a great job from their perspective.
She would also be very lenient on Jews, presumably. I can't imagine her going hard at
it. Well, I'm saying she is doing the Jew project. Like, they don't need no man. They don't need a Jewish man. They don't need a dude to, like, be the prosecutor and take this. They have her do it. She's doing a great job.
What they need. Also,
you think like you would put like some fucking rabbi Shmuley Vodiak or somebody would go into this position? Like, no, it'd be the same fucking outcome. Same policy.
There are Jewish. Well, you know what's funny? There are male Jewish DAs in New York City. You know what one of them is? One of them is married to Trump's Treasury Secretary. Pig.
Oh God.
The guy that Trump picked for the guy that Trump picked for Treasury is a faggot married to a Jew, married to a Jew who was a former prosecutor in New York City. So yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing that factoid out there. I don't know if you've, just as another little thing for, you know, MAGA-tard country, like my country. It's like it used to be like, oh yeah, but he's married to a Jew. What's your name? No, his name.
Anyway, it's super America first right there.
Well, here we go. Captain Dreamer here. Here we go. He does the same thing. He's absolutely insane. Must watch clip of Daniel Penny's prosecutor.
I already did that. I saw that Olsen and I posted on.
You told us this.
Should I play this video? I mean, do I even care? Like, I understand.
Well, we can play it, but it's like, I don't want to be like vibing with these guys. Like, you know,
the problem is like
we're not vibing with them. I think they're retards and they should, I don't know, become healthcare CEOs or something.
Well, the thing is, nothing this woman says is going to be news to us or our audience. It's more important to like watch the American right wing, these hardcore, these edgy right wingers, like cover for this Jewess. That's the more important. That's the more interesting to me.
So here's something else. So Captain Dreamer does not say that she is Jewish here. But if you go to his account, a couple of tweets, he's actually sensitive to this. So Zero HP Lovecraft, it's like you got to get to know these characters, right? He doesn't break frame on this. In fact, he's probably Jewish himself. I mean, he's been accused of it, and I think it's probably true. No one really knows who he is. I'm pretty sure he probably is because he does not break frame on this. He gets really angry when he's accused of being Jewish. He gets really angry when people bring the Jewish question up. He aggressively gun guards it. Captain Dreamer is not Jewish, to my knowledge. He's just a total fucking Trump cuck. And he's okay talking about it when it doesn't seem to affect Donald Trump, right? When you're not talking about Jews related to Donald Trump, he'll talk about it. So he does mention her Judaism. He does say here she got into law because of the Holocaust and wanting accountability. And he says that means treating white men in America as Nazi-like figures. Well, I mean, from her perspective, Daniel Penny is a Nazi-like figure. And frankly, like, so are all the rest of us. So, you know, at least he says it. But
I'm not
like
trying for that. He didn't call her a Jew. He just said the Holocaust.
Sure, he has not called her a Jew.
No,
he didn't say the word
Holocaust
Jew.
Doesn't count. Holocaust is a lie, and anybody can say that I got into this because of the Holocaust. There's plenty of people who believe the Holocaust and will do stupid things because of it. They did not call her a Jew.
That doesn't.
Someone wrote early life check, and he hasn't checked in on that thread.
Oh, and wokeness has checked in, which is a Jewish account. This is sickening. Well, what are you going to say about it? And wokeness?
Yep. Finally, why are we letting a subversive Israeli imprison patriotic Americans? Well, because patriotic Americans serve Israelis. I mean, that's the kind of thing right there. If you're a patriotic American, if you're like Daniel Penny was wondering, like, if your service is for Israel, it's for the Israeli cause, it's for the Zionist cause, you're not serving America. So yeah, they're free to do whatever they want to you. That's the cosmic
behavior of these rightoids is definitely more of the story, at least from our perspective, because we know this. We know this is going to happen. Like the Dara Yoren.
Because at the end of the day, they have to tell you why this is actually good. They'll get around. They'll spin their wheels long enough, and they'll have to tell you why this is actually okay. Because this is an entire like democratic system controlled by these people. So therefore, like, and if you're not against that, then you can't be against the outcome of this person being the prosecutor that holds Daniel Penny's fate in her hands. Like, there's no, like, yes. You're telling me that it's good that these people, that it doesn't matter these people are Jewish. You're saying it's a woman. It's like, well, they're not going to remove women from society.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, what are you getting at when you say it's women?
Nothing. It's just a fake thing to not say Jew. So we have another fake fight. It's,
it's just a way to trap stupid right wingers.
It's dicking around with the FDA. It's dicking around with other things that don't fucking matter. It's like we're nibbling around the edges of a problem without actually addressing what the cause is.
They would say like women should be excluded from like this type of job.
How about
it's
Jews?
Like,
I say no, Jews.
Jews need to, but the thing is, you wouldn't be able to achieve that. You wouldn't be able to achieve that without excluding Jews first, right? You absolutely wouldn't. So then if you want to even have that conversation, like, let's get rid of the Jews and see where we are, right?
You know, don't understand. It feels like they're suggesting that adopting like a completely sexist policy like that would be somehow less controversial than just acknowledging that there's a nefarious Jewish influence on things. Like, this is the less controversial position for them. Like, women should just be banned from working a job. They should be treated as property.
This is a classic. The woman thing is a classic. I know people have like love to bitch about women and stuff or whatever, but it's just a classic deflection that they use. And it has been for a long time, and they've jumped in. There's a few others they use. This is one. This is one of their favorites, and the NRX people are all about it. And it's like, it's funny, you know, this is why we go after these people. This is why this show has increasingly become dedicated to attacking these people.
These people should have no credibility. Like, everyone on Earth should, when they see one of these people talking, feel the same way I do. Disdain, looking down my nose at an enemy, and a little traitor, and a sniveling fucking beggar asking the Israelis to keep him in a place somewhere. Whether it's like, I'm going to keep my account online, and I'm going to be in the Elon box making Elon or whatever the fuck it is. They're not one of us. They don't share 95% of my views. They share zero of my views because they're kike lovers. Because they love Jewish rule, and they make any excuse available to not blame Jewish rule for things.
Well, I want to know what the 5%, like, what about
it's
the 5%
made up. It means they'll make fun of niggers, but they won't say Jews run everything, which is like, that's 100%. That's not 95%.
But they also don't.
I don't agree with them that women should be. I think women should be prosecutors. Goyish women.
I don't really care.
No, I
care.
I care. I want prosecutors to 100% be women, just not Jewish ones. I want an all female judiciary. I want all law enforcement to be run by women in a white society with no Jews in it. That's what I want. That would run the best. They're good at giving out spankings and they're good at giving rewards when you're good. Women are very sensitive. We don't need this like archaic Quaker fucking bullshit prison system where you go, I'm going to sit in a room now for several years. We don't need that. We need to be scolded. We need to be scolded by mother figures into being better people because we're white. We're not Jews. We're not niggers. We're not beaners. We don't need that kind of archaic, disgusting system where you're supposed to be sitting in a room reading the Bible to be reformed. That's what the Quakers wanted for you in the prison system. We don't need that.
As if that's going to do anything.
The Quakers are just rice Jews or oats Jews. Quaker oats. I'm sorry. We don't need their Jewish system. We need an all mommy judicial system with no Jews involved. That would be a huge. No mommy is going to put Daniel Penny away for what he did. Nobody's mom is going to do that. Nobody's mom with a heart. Nobody's sister. Nobody's girlfriends.
Are you saying that what we need is a wife jack?
We need a wife jack legal system because wife jack would understand what Daniel Penny did and would not lift a finger to try to punish him for it. Nice. She would maybe scold him a little, like, you know, you're not supposed to take things in your own hands. Like, but we understand what you're doing. And we appreciate that you put that violent nigger down because no one's going to do it. And wife jack mommy is not going to look for the technicality to hang him on because he's somebody that, you know, hurt the hair on a nigger's head. Because you know what? Wife Jack doesn't want to get raped and beat by niggers either. Wife Jack knows. Mommy knows those men are dangerous.
But hold on a second here. We seem to run up against a hard contradiction in these people's narrative on women. Are they Karens? Or are they...
They don't know because they're virgins. They can't talk to them. They're a total abstraction.
But I'm not asking for real. I'm doing a rhetorical.
Oh, like, I thought you were asking for... See, I'm doing OSINT right now. I'm observing.
You had your thing. I've got it.
I'm observing like what's going on out there, and I'm just sharing. I'm doing OSINT on these people.
No. We're doing OSINT on zero OSINT Lovecraft.
Yeah, zero OSINT.
Zero OSINT.
I'm doing incel OSINT.
Yeah, we're doing OSINT on these retarded Twitter accounts. But so this also shows that like they'll show like the pictures of the lady that was like scolding the hikers on the trail that had the dog that wasn't supposed to be there, and they'll get really angry at her on behalf of like the mixed race like Zoomer crowd that had some dog that they weren't supposed to have.
Your emotional support dog, yeah.
Yeah, which they were lying about.
A big fan of emotional support
dogs. Well, that also was a lie. That was not an emotional support dog. But in any case, they'll bitch about this, where it's like, oh, but this one is like way too like lenient, whatever. And it's like, so are they Karens that are like aggressively enforcing rules even when unnecessary and breaking balls and not like not leaving people alone, or are they like this like hyper woke thing that is like, what are they? What is your narrative? What are old white women supposedly like? Because I guarantee you,
they make turkey in my experience very well.
Right, and like, oh, that's the other point. It's like you can't exclude white women. We have no desire to exclude them from society. I mean, some people, these people probably do because
honestly, old white men, women don't sit around thinking up schemes about racial justice and this kind of shit.
They typically want the scary men to be taken care of by the cops. They just want to be protected.
The ladies want like a clear societal narrative they conform to and try to help enforce. And right now, that narrative is set by Jews.
Yes. That is the actual. This you have spoken the actual truth.
Oh,
women will conform to group consensus and what they understand to be group consensus, and they will become enforcers of it. So when Jews set group consensus, they will be enforcers of it. And when there's things where the Jews are not particularly invested in setting an alternative consensus and stuff like, you know, you shouldn't be having your dog on this trail or something like that, they'll try and enforce what they see as the rule. Because that's what they are. So women are actually, as you said, ideal for the kinds of rule enforcement jobs that we would want. Like, particularly middle-aged to older women are ideal for these jobs. It's just Jews that aren't.
I don't think, again, I don't think Wife Jack would even send Daniel Penny to dinner without, or to bed without dinner. He wouldn't even get that. Would he even get denied dessert for what he did? I feel like he would get two desserts. So you can have pumpkin and apple pie, Daniel Penny, for what you did. That was great. You're a great citizen.